Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey and Congressman Joe Kennedy meet tonight in their final debate before the September 1st primary. WBUR's Bob Oakes sat down with three voters of color, a Markey supporter, a Kennedy supporter, and an undecided voter to discuss the candidates and their priorities.
Okay, Leanne Hughes Odom from Dorchester. She's an instructional transformation coach in the Boston Public School System and an adjunct professor at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. Hi there, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me as well.
Also, Jasmine Naylor, a healthcare executive and entrepreneur from the city of Agawam near Springfield. Jasmine, nice to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mark Conrad. He's a retired Milton police officer and former head of the state parole board in the Patrick administration. He now runs his own security firm in Milton. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
All right, here's how I'd like to start. Mark, tell us why you support Ed Markey.
When I was a police officer here in Milton, I had asked them, this is back in the 90s, to actually come and deal with some of the kids that we used to have at summer camp off of the DARE program. There was money funded through the DARE program. And I used to run a basketball camp for the kids in Milton and so forth. And he would come and he would spend specific time there. My wife has had strong support for him and the organization and nonprofit boards that she has sat on in Boston and so forth. I know the track record of Senator Ed Markey. I don't really quite know, except for the legacy piece of the Kennedy.
Jasmine, you support or are leaning toward Congressman Joe Kennedy for the seat. Explain why.
For me, I want something new. I want to see what is possible with a new candidate that hasn't been in the game as long as Markey has, even given his background with the family and politics. Sometimes you just have to ask yourself, do you want more of the same or do you want change?
Leanne, as I understand it, you're on the fence between Kennedy and Markey. Give us some of the positives you see in each of these two candidates.
I don't know, because Ed Markey and how he really approached the DJ Henry case is problematic. I married into a family who has been deeply impacted by gun violence, and he has shut the door on that family. But to Mark's point, like right now, I'm not sure it's the best time to bet on someone who has to go and establish themselves. And Markey has great support. I mean, I think it said something when Alexandria Ocasio and Bernie Sanders and Cory Booker has come out and supported him. But I'm also a community person. And here in Boston, I have seen Joe more than I have seen Ed Markey my entire 30 years of living.
I'd like to hear from the three of you in terms of your top priority heading into this primary and general election vis-a-vis these candidates. And Jasmine, why don't I start with you on this? Top priority.
Not only talking about the Black Lives Movement, but actually these white candidates, whoever it is that wins, making it a part of their everyday. For me, the other factor is education. As a woman that is raising a Black son who lives in a suburban community that came from the underserved community of Springfield, Massachusetts, the poor of the poor, the hoodest of the hoodest, I understood what it meant to get myself and my family out of my community, not because I don't love my community, but because I knew my community would consume my Black son, that the likelihood of him getting out of high school was very slim, even with a solid foundation of two parents raising him from the roots up. So moving him over here and having to reckon with the fact that I knew we wouldn't be accepted, and could my son withstand the discrimination he was going to face inevitably in this community? Was it worth the gain of him getting out of high school? And for me, I took that sacrifice, and it's proven well because I had the opportunity to utilize school choice. So education is so important. The diversity in a classroom is invaluable.
Mark, top priority or priorities in this race?
I, like Jasmine, I've raised one Latino and Black son and two African-American sons. They're now grown men. But I've told them specifically that I would not have my children live in Boston. I have had the pleasure of going to a historically Black college. I've had the pleasure to live other places. And I would say that Boston is probably one of the most racist places for an African-American to live.
Absolutely.
So saying that, when I see people that don't look like me, okay, that means the mayor's office. If I don't see people that look like me when I look at TV in terms of reporters, if I don't see people that own economic power sitting on boards, if I don't see people that look like me, that if I can't go someplace and see other people of color that own establishments, if I don't see that, that doesn't make me feel comfortable. My experience here has been growing up in a city where busing was going on, that I got chased out of Charlestown and Dorchester and all of these other places, being called something other than a child of God. So what's priority for me? It's all of the above.
Leanne, top priorities for you.
I'm honestly about the facts. Like, the median net worth of a Black household in the greater Boston area is $8 compared to our white counterparts at $247,000, right? When you think of how many Black and brown students are enrolled in greater Boston universities, it is 7%. America owes Black and brown people 400 years of reparations. They owe us 400 years of equality, most importantly. What candidates are making sure they're passing laws that are going to level the playing field? And as a teacher, right, it would hurt me not to say that education will be my second priority, hands down. It is not just getting kids to graduate from high school. It's getting kids to graduate from a four-year, or making sure they are on a vocational track and they end up certified so they can come back and give back to their community so they can enrich in the block as well. Sometimes we get this idea of we have to move out the community, right, to do better by our people. No, absolutely not. So that's the second. And then third, you know, police brutality is huge. First and foremost, my dad is a cop, and I don't believe in defunding the police, but we do need to reorganize the funds so our school system is getting just as much resources so they can compete with our white counterparts as well.
Leanne, Jasmine, and Mark, again, thanks so very much for joining us. Leanne Hughes Odom from Dorchester, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was great.
Mark Conrad from Milton, thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of this.
And Jasmine Naylor from Agawam, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for including me in the conversation. It was really insightful, and I appreciate my counterparts participating as well.